Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Hidden Sakuga Podcast. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to episode 5 of the Hidden Sakuga Podcast. My name is Jacob Taliani. I'm the founder, and I'll be your host here. Here we talk a little bit about anime, running Hidden Sakuga, the backstages, all that kind of fun stuff. But today, I want to talk a little bit about the I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, the anime. Because last episode, I said I would watch it. Because for some reason, I felt like being sad. And I had missed actually watching some romance anime. I was kind of like, you know, I haven't watched one in a while, so maybe I'll check it out again. Now, keep in mind, I was thinking about it because I'd mentioned, oh yeah, you know, I typically, you know, I'd watched, what was it? Your Name was the first one I'd watch, right? And I mentioned I'd watched a handful of other ones like Darling in the Franxx, and then I realized the other one I'd watched was Love is War, which I still think is probably my favorite. And I knew that I Want to Eat Your Pancreas was going to be sad. By the way, this will be spoiler free. I won't say anything that you won't find out in the first minute of the show. but yeah, I half expected though, like I knew it would be sad, but I kind of expected it to be sad in more of the way of, oh, like they just can't be with each other, which I guess is a fair statement. But not in the way that it it decides to show you that statement, said statement. So let me give you an idea. At first, it opens up, and you can't call this a spoiler because it happened in literally like the first scene. It shows the main girl's funeral. And I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be great. This is going to be spicy, right? And, you know, it shows the protagonist really sad and that kind of stuff. And the rest of the story, I won't spoil too much, but it's basically, you know, the meeting and kind of backtracking up to that point in the story. And I don't know. It was definitely, like, I don't know what to expect. I finished it, and obviously it tails back to where the movie started, because it is a movie. And it left me feeling this weird feeling of not necessarily like super sad, although I watched it a couple days ago now. Today's March 23rd. So the last episode that we recorded was probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3. I think it might've been 3 or 4 days ago now. Yesterday was my birthday, so I didn't record an episode. I'm 23 now. That's weird. But as I've had a couple more days to kind of process it and think about it and think back on it leading up to this episode, it's definitely made me feel a little bit more sad, I think. But initially, when I watched it, I almost had this more, it's almost like a bittersweet feeling, because you know that this girl is going to die. That's explained from the very beginning. There's no like, there's no real hope, I guess, if that's a way to put it, because you know for a fact that she is toast. And I guess part of you is thinking, oh, well, you know, that could have just been like some alternate ending, or I wonder how they're going to lead up to it, or that kind of stuff. Because let me say, the plot twist is twisty for sure. I did not see it coming. I saw someone mention it in a comment that I had read on accident on TikTok. And even after I read like a comment that described the scene, it still kind of caught me off guard. And I think that was probably the most impactful moment for me during the story. But it's interesting because typically a love story ends with, you know, they get together or they couldn't be together for some reason. But it's usually because, you know, they grow apart or that kind of stuff. It's not super rare, or it's not super often that the other love side dies. And the way that it's approached is interesting because this isn't a big spoiler, but she has this journal that she writes and, you know, keeps notes on of basically like she had found out that she had cancer. This is also explained in the very, very beginning, like the first, you know, 10 minutes ish. And so she found out she was terminally ill and decided to start keeping a journal basically. And it's interesting. It's really, really interesting because by the end of it, they kind of go through the journal, and it's a cool take on life, because the main character, the male character, he's like a shut-in type person who really just wasn't really interested in people at all. And that, I mean, obviously that sets it up for the perfect, super, a more bubbly protagonist, or the female protagonist. And I mean, it's cool to watch this guy kind of go from just being super, super big shut-in to kind of opening up a little bit more near the end of the movie. I don't want to spoil too much, obviously. But I think it's a really good take at how much people can impact other people. And actually, I was thinking about this today too, because I went to go get some new books. So I was reading, it's a book called The 4-Hour Workweek. It's not related to anime at all, but it's related to business more. I actually recommend you read it if you have any interest in like autonomizing your work and that kind of stuff, and, you know, trying to free up time for yourself and that kind of thing. It's a really good book, side note. But I remember I was there and I needed to grab a fiction book too, because that was one of the things that I'd been challenged to do. I'd only been reading nonfiction recently, and the book was The 4-Hour Workweek. The guy was like, yeah, you know, you need to start reading fiction too, just to, you know, change it up a little bit. And it's really valuable still. Like, don't sleep on fiction, basically. Anyway, I remember reading, I was originally going to get a manga. I never really read manga, but recently I had gotten, you know, the first couple chapters of Naruto, because that was my first anime. Kind of want to pay homage to it. And that's the only manga I own right now, is that one singular book. And when I went back to the store, I was going to grab, you know, the second section of it. So that way that could be my, you know, light reading or whatever. And it's cool because in the manga, sometimes they'll have little snippets from Kishimoto, who's the author of Naruto. And he talks a little bit about, in this one, so this is dated at 2000, right? So the year 2000. And he was talking about how, oh yeah, and you know, like, I love movies. I love them a lot. I'd gotten to this DVD player, and now I was like super excited because now I could watch movies at home. But at the time, like, movies weren't super prevalent on DVD, and so it was hard to get my favorite movies. And then how he, you know, finally movies were becoming more prevalent by the time he's writing that passage. And, but now he's working on this manga so much that, you know, he doesn't really have time for it. So he's working on the manga Naruto. He doesn't really have time for it. He's like, but, you know, I hope this will do well, basically. It's kind of like his, like, hope for the future. Like, you know, I love this stuff, but I'm giving up something else to do something more that I love of. And another little synopsis underneath that was talking about how Kishimoto's history, where initially he had written this book about fox spirits and stuff, right? That was like his initial concept of Naruto. And after a couple years and lots of hard work, it looks like he eventually got into Shonen Jump, writing Naruto. And Naruto turned out to be the, you know, amazing show that is gateway anime for a lot of people here in the West. And they really got me thinking, like, it's crazy how much one person impacted so many of us, right? Like, I'm thinking about it just for me personally. I probably wouldn't even be here with this podcast, with the store, with anything, if it wasn't for someone like Kishimoto, because the stories and the, I think the lessons that a lot of them teach. And here's the thing too, I'm not going to give like all of anime a pass, because there's some weird anime. Okay. And obviously there's some for comedic purposes, but there's a lot of just straight up weird stuff that I don't really think should be praised as much or really given a pass as much. But I think generally they're really good, really well-written stories, and really, really great, really great lessons to be learned from it. So that, tying this back into the movie, the I Want to Eat Your Pancreas, that's kind of the vibes I got from it, was look at this, like, look at how much impact one person had on another person, even if it was for a little bit of time, because in the movie, it's not very long. And it's cool to see, and it reminds you, or it reminds me, and it should remind you too, I should say, that your effect on other people could be greater than you even remember. And I know this is a little bit deep for a romance anime, right? But this is a sad anime. It's not even, it's not a rom-com. It's just a rom with sadness. I don't even know what you call that. Basically normal romance anime. But yeah, I think that's my main takeaway, was it's cool to see how much impact people can have on each other, and how even just being a positive person consistently can really impact other people around you. People will take inspiration from things that you've done, and it'll inspire them to keep going and to be better and that kind of stuff. Besides that, though, besides those things, I think the animation was really good. I think as far as like, is it my favorite of all time? I don't know if I would say so much. I think like I was explaining just now, that was probably my biggest takeaway, was it's cool to see how much of an impact other people can have on each other, even if it's for a little period of time, and how it can be perpetuated permanently in that person's life for a while. It's not just like a temporary thing. So yeah, like I didn't really get like the, oh, that's so cute, or, oh, I'm like super depressed now. It was more of like a, huh, like this is a good way, I think, to look at life, to try and live it more for now, to give people chances, like that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think that's my review. Would I recommend it? Yeah, I'd recommend it. I mean, it's not super long. You could watch it at night. I literally watched it like 11 at night, and it's really, really good. Now, what am I going to do next? Well, let's see. There is a lot of other slightly depressing anime. Maybe, I don't know if you know actually what it's about. So I heard, let me look it up again, actually. So let me open up a new browser. But there's one called Five. Oh, shoot. Did my keyboard die? I think it did die. Okay. Well, surprise everyone, I'm not going to re-record this. So I'm going to use my other keyboard. 5 centimeters per second. 2007, it looks like. Oh, oops. Didn't go in all the way. All the way. Yeah, so my setup right now is a laptop hooked up to a bigger monitor. And so I've got like a detached keyboard, a mechanical keyboard that I use. But it looks like it just died. So I guess I have to recharge that. Okay, 5 centimeters per second. I've heard this one recommended a lot. It's also apparently super depressing. But let's see. It's got a 7.7, so it's lower on my anime list than I Want to Eat Your Pancreas. But I've heard a lot of people recommend it. Now, I don't know if I really want to watch another like really, really sad one, because there's a lot of, I don't know what it is about romance anime and being depressing, because come to think of it, a lot of them really are like, outside of like your generic kind of feel goody anime, a lot of time are you like your feel good rom-coms. And the only one they can really think of is what's it called? Love is War, Toradora. And then, or is that the right one? Or am I thinking of a different one? Is Toradora the same one? No, that's not. It's not the same one. Toradora was good too. But yeah, Love is War is also good. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling on a little bit. But I think for the next couple ones I'm watching, because here's the thing, it's really sad. Jujutsu Kaisen, it's like Jujutsu Kaisen, Black Clover, and Attack on Titan are all ending this week, if I remember right. I know My Hero Academia is getting a fifth season that's coming soon. I personally haven't watched very much of it. I had like watched up until I think season 3. And then low-key the fandom kind of turned me off of it. I'll probably start it up again. But honestly, Deku is not my favorite main character. If anything, I'm more excited for the Demon Slayer movie that apparently is coming out to the US, but I'll believe that when I see it, because they've been saying that for forever. But I think I might watch another one of these. There's I'm kind of digging it. I'm not so much in the vibe right now of wanting to have like some sort of relationship. I think I'm just kind of curious to see what people are talking about so much, because I literally see these everywhere. And it's like the same handful that I recommended every time. So check, I Want to Eat Your Pancreas. 5 centimeters per second is probably going to be the next one. If you have any good ones, recommend them to me. And I will probably let you guys know what my choice is tomorrow. But as far as business goes and all that other fun stuff, we are going to have the finale of our giveaway very, very soon. Now, I haven't been super active on the email side of things. It's something that I'm learning to be better at. Because keep in mind, store is still fairly new of time recording this. So I'm still working on, you know, creating good habits and that kind of stuff for running a proper shop. But the giveaway is still on. We are going to announce the first winner by the end of March, and we will keep announcing winners every month until the launch of the next line. Now, the next line, like I mentioned before, is going to be shonen themed. I've had a bunch of different suggestions. Now that Jujutsu Kaisen's first season is ending soon, that'll be good because we'll be able to have like some sort of semi-finalized material that we can pull from. Because here's the thing, like looking back at it, I could have made a handful of stuff that still would have been good now. But like now there's a whole bunch of new cool scenery that's come out over these past couple weeks and episodes that we would have known about before because I don't read the manga. But yeah, we're going to keep looking out for new stuff. If you're an artist, please reach out to us. And I think I'm going to end that episode here today. There's not too much more I want to talk about. But I hope you thought that insight was cool. Thank you for listening. Let's talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace out.